foundations of amateur radio. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to operate my station with other amateurs in close proximity. From a community perspective, this is loads of fun. From a radio perspective, it's been frustrating, to put it mildly. For example, if you're operating on, say, 40 metres and your friends are playing on 20 metres or 15 metres, if you're not careful, you'll all end up hating each other at the end of the weekend, due to the harmonic nature of the amateur bands. Imagine my surprise when Keith, Whiskey 6 Kilo Mike Echo, mentioned in passing that together with the other members of the Cuneo Valley Amateur Radio Club, callsign Alpha Alpha 6 Charlie Victor, managed to operate 25 stations within a 300-metre circle from each other, without commercial electricity. Oh, did I mention the antennas have to be within the circle and they operated on 80 metres, 40 metres, 20 metres, 15 metres, 10 metres and 6 metres? No doubt there were other bands that I'm not aware of. And if that wasn't impressive enough, about a third of the space was allocated to public information. You can see their efforts at charlievictoralpharomeocharlie.org. Mind blown. Given my less than exciting experiences to date, my first question to Keith was about interstation interference, and Keith pointed me at a freely available article published in the May 2026 edition of QST magazine, titled Station Setup Techniques to Prevent Field Day RFI, by Conrad, November 2 Yankee Charlie Hotel, which discusses a whole range of stations, including the Alpha Alpha 6 Charlie Victor Field Day Station. Very informative. One takeaway was that this is within the realm of doable for all of us. Another takeaway was that the stations in the article all appear to be high power, which is not something I have experience with, nor the budget for. I recalled that my local friends had done some abortive attempts at using so-called coax stub filters, essentially several specific lengths of coax that act as filters at particular frequencies, either to pass that frequency so you can hear it, or to block the frequency so you don't hear it. If you have a roll of coax, this could be a pretty cost-effective way of making some field day filters. Somewhat tangentially, the other day I was having a conversation with a friend about technology in the world. We're both of similar age, and memories of Commodore VIC-20, MOS Technologies, bulletin boards and serial port multiplexers punctuated our discussion. At one point, my friend commented on the vast knowledge and expertise held by a respected colleague, the implication being that we did not fall into that category. Given that we just spent the better part of 90 minutes discussing technology going back multiple decades and their impact in the world today, I pointed out that we too fell into that quote expert unquote category. It's funny, even though I've been in computing for over 40 years and written over 780 articles on the topic of amateur radio, I don't particularly think of myself as an expert. I think I know enough to know that there's plenty I know absolutely nothing about, and lots I know enough about to know that I'm dangerous. Imagine my surprise when I searched for RG6 coax stub filters and discovered a post on Hackaday called Coax Stub Filters Demystified. It opens up with the sentence, quote, "Unless you hold a first-degree RF wizard rating, chances are good that coax stubs seem a bit baffling to you," end quote, and goes on to introduce some interesting observations and links to a YouTube video by Fez Electronics, cunningly titled Coax Stub Filters, which includes a whole lot of detailed information, simulation and visualization of various aspects of this phenomenon, including the impact of different types of coax, combinations of these and countless other variations, that I think is aptly captured under RF Wizard, even if some Hackaday comments were dismissive. It brings me back to the underlying conversation around expertise. Everyone brings their own journey to this hobby. For some, a coax stub filter is trivial. For others, it's magical, if not magic. I think that given the complexity of the interaction between multiple filters, as shown by Fez Electronics in their video, It's more complex than might appear at first glance. Now, all I have to do is figure out if it's possible for me to create a set of stubs for my next shared field day. I'm thinking it would help if it was modular, so we can mix and match. But that's a challenge for next time I'm left alone near a pile of coax with a V&A, cutters, coax strippers, compression tool, and a packet of F-type compression connectors. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.